Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
We love bringing you the biggest names from the world of country music here on the podcast, so thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're in the UK, you can listen to Absolute Radio Country live and enjoy the no repeat guarantee. It's our promise to never play the same song twice during your workday between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Right, on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Mickey Guyton, welcome to Absolute Radio Country.
Yes!
Have you ever been to the UK even for like just vacation or anything like that?
Oh, I absolutely have. This is my second time.
Okay,
here.
All right.
So my mother-in-law married an Englishman in Falmouth.
Okay.
And she got married in a castle, and so we came out here. I went to Manchester.
Right.
Cheshire. Because I know you don't say Cheshire. Cheshire.
Yeah, Cheshire,
Where else did we go? I can't remember, but, you know, I had the pork cracklings, I had the warm beers.
Oh,
and the
gosh, yes.
Whiskey.
But, you know, pork scratchings.
Yes.
I mean, we've got those.
Scratchings.
Yeah,
scratchings.
But, I mean, we have those in America.
Yeah, but
it's just pork rinds. Yeah.
But it's different.
You reckon?
I mean, like when you bite it and like it tastes a little bit of fat in that, that's, I don't taste
a little
those
bit of pig hair.
Yes, a little, that's definitely different.
Yeah.
But I do like it. I did, if I have an affinity for it after I had enough times.
I got you. Well, we're so happy that you're back.
I am.
And we're so happy
so
that you're
here
in the capacity as Mickey Guyton.
I am here.
Songstress.
Yes.
We've never met in person.
No.
But we've been on Zoom
a couple
of times, once during COVID.
Yes.
I think our cats met.
Yes, Halle Berry.
Yes, and
my
precious Charlene, who's no longer with us.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
She made it to 18, though.
That's why we
good
have
innings
cats.
For
they
a kitty cat.
They stay with you for a long time.
So how are things going in Mickey Land?
Things are going really, really great, you know? I've put out more music. I just released
We've been loving Ringo this Ringo Starr cover.
It's so good.
It is so good. Yes. You don't know me at all. Listeners will absolutely recognize this because it's been one of our spotlight tracks.
I did not know that.
We've been playing it. There's just a lot you don't know. I'm just telling you everything.
I know. I'm just out of the... I'm just over here.
But why should you, right?
Right?
Because this is the thing. Like, you do the work, you put it out there, and then it belongs to the world.
Yes.
Have you met Ringo Starr?
I have.
Well, he's always been a country fan.
Yeah,
but he's not properly dipped a toe into the country.
And he's so kind.
Is
he? Very. I was so... You just... They say never meet your heroes because they will disappoint you.
Yes.
And so I tend to run away from my... legends. I do, because I just never want to be disappointed. And I have been disappointed by a couple.
I was going to say, have you been disappointed by a legend?
I have. Yeah.
I always think when that happens, I mean, sometimes they're just awful people.
Yes.
But I think in general...
Maybe not a legend, but a really famous person.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
I don't care how big you are, you're still a human being.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and mortality is the most humbling thing. And so anybody that thinks they're bigger than that, like, I can't help you.
I guess sometimes I think when there are people who are uber famous and got uber famous when they were like...
A kid. I can imagine.
They just get locked in that that thing. And if you have people that give you everything all the time, you don't know how to not do that.
No, you don't. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
So, you know.
So Ringo is awesome, I will say.
Yes. So what made you do this song?
So I actually got approached by T-Bone. So I did the CNN New Year's Eve special with Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper out in America.
In Times Square, right?
Yes, in Times Square. And I
That's
sang
madness.
Imagine. I know.
Do you know the confetti for that? You know, at the end, all the confetti comes down over the whole of Times Square. Do you know that that is actual people throwing it out of buckets off of the buildings?
I did not know that. Isn't that crazy? I did not know that. Today's
there's one dude who that's been his job for like 20 years.
No, like for real, for real. Are you serious?
For real, for real.
Stop it.
And he coordinates a group of volunteers.
Wow.
And they're all along like the buildings surrounding Times Square. And they literally just throw it out like that.
That is crazy.
I feel like we're getting distracted.
I know. I'm sorry. T-Bone approached me to do the song because I was originally supposed to sing a different song. And after he heard me sing Imagine, he gave me this song and said, hey, just figure out what you could do with it and let me know.
Okay.
And so when I heard the story about You Don't Know Me At All and knowing the state of where Ringo Starr was mentally, I felt like my interpretation might be how he might have really been feeling in that moment.
Okay.
Because I think the beauty in Ringo is that, you know, positivity was his self-preservation.
Mm.
You know, and the way that music makes so many people happy in such dark times, you know, like, but now, you know, the new generation, like being sad, I guess. I don't know. So anyway, so that was my interpretation, and I was really, really proud of it. And I hope you guys really like it. It means a lot that y'all like it.
Love it. Mickey Guyton, so pleased to have you in here because I feel like, you know, we've been following your career for so long.
I feel like you're my friend now.
Yeah, well, we are
friends. Like, we need to go and
have some pork scratchings.
Yes, play dogs. I like tequila, though. Like, tequila's
my
thing.
I'm all about tequila.
I'm a tequila. You know, tequila, some people, Mickey?
I'm good on tequila.
I am great.
Some people are not
really good
on tequila.
I'm great.
Good.
A time will be had.
On tequila. All right. Pork scratchings and tequila.
Here we go.
That feels like a podcast.
Yes, it should. It should be.
It feels like a podcast. The Bluebird Cafe is such an interesting one in Nashville. And I mean, there are loads of venues like this, not just in Nashville and across America, but around the world, like these tiny little things that if you didn't know the legend of them and you saw them, you'd be like, what is the big deal here? But I mean, the Bluebird is one of those because you pull up outside of a strip mall and you're like, well, I guess this is where
like,
the magic
where
happens.
Where the hell am I? You're like, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But, you know, everybody who's anybody, you know, started out there and still return there. And it's such a legendary thing.
It's a magical place. Nashville is a magical place like that.
So how many times have you been there and done that?
I want to say maybe like 5 or 6 times.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, throughout my career. Yeah.
And where do you rate it? Because the other, I mean, there's many, but the other one that a lot of people talk about, obviously, is the Grand Ole Opry.
Yes.
And, you know, they couldn't be more different in terms of venues, but in terms of artists wanting to play them and the experience that they have there, they're kind of spoken about in the same way. Like, how do you rate those two?
I think that they're both different and they, I mean, the Opry is it's the birth of country music.
Yeah.
Like the Ryman, that was like where country music came from. It's the mother church of country music. And that's beautiful and it's everything. But there's something so nice about being in such a smaller, intimate setting where you can see the people's faces. And what I love about both venues, because a lot of times you go and you sing for all these different venues. And, you know, there's a bar in the back and everybody's talking. And for you to have to talk over that, like, people are really there to listen to the music and to really listen to the stories. And that, to me, is so powerful. And you don't get those kind of opportunities all the time. So
your Opry debut, that was like a decade ago, right?
It's crazy to even say that. It was in 2015, December 2015.
Do you remember that night?
Wow, I do. I do. I was wearing this yellow dress. And I remember I sang my first song, Better Than You Left Me, and almost cried my eyelashes off. It was just such, I was so nervous. It was such a huge, you know, full circle moment then to be able to stand there in that circle and have that debut there.
Artists talk about that a lot, like, you know, the nerves that come with it and the kind of culmination of all the work. But I always think when you're in the room as an audience member, it kind of works the same way as well, because I always think there's so many people in that audience for the Grand Ole Opry that for them, they have been dreaming about going to the Grand Ole Opry for so long. And coming from rural areas or, you know, or saving up money for their big trip to Nashville and to get tickets to the Grand Ole Opry. And so I think it's one of those rare venues in the world where the people in the audience are as excited to be at the
same. As you are.
Yeah. So it always feels like this, like, you know, real give and take of energy there.
Yeah, it's such a, it really, really is a magical place. It is.
Like, and then you could have some square dancers come out in the middle of it.
You know, and the fiddlers and all that other stuff. Yeah, it's
and
really
I've said before, like, you could, I was there once and they were giving away farm fresh frozen chickens.
I mean, I did not know that.
Literally.
Were they really doing that?
Like, they would call out a seat. It was the sponsor, I guess. And
they
would
call
out seat
chicken.
Numbers. And you want a farm fresh frozen chicken.
And I was like, I don't want a farm fresh frozen chicken. I'm not going to take that back to the UK with me. So also one of the few places you can win a farm fresh.
I did not know that they were giving farm fresh frozen chickens. And or I hope they were farm fresh non-GMO, like nothing added.
I mean, I didn't get into all that. And I don't know if they were like hidden under the seats or what, but people were excited.
Oh my God.
Hey, we had Tyler Hubbard. Yeah, literally. And people were like, woo. And I was like, what are you going to do with
that
this?
You're going
to drive
like,
that back
have,
to
like,
Idaho? What are you going to do with this chicken?
Like an Opry t-shirt, something I can put in my suitcase? Yeah.
Yes. Did you get the poster, like the hatch print?
Yes,
With your name on it? Because this is a legendary thing as well, right?
Yeah.
That they make these beautiful kind of old school printed posters for Opry nights.
I actually have one with Ringo as well.
Do ya?
Signed by Ringo.
Oh.
We had
Tyler Hubbard in recently. You've written with him, right?
I have.
Yeah. Have you guys like properly collaborated?
We have. We wrote together. I mean, we haven't sang together. I would love
that.
That's
what I mean.
I would absolutely love that. I love Tyler. He is such a just genuine gem of a human being.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
You see him when he was in FGL and you think, oh, are you this frat boy?
Yes.
Then you meet him and he's like this family guy.
But you know what? Maybe he was a frat boy.
We all grow.
Yeah.
Like 18-year-old me is very different from me now.
I mean, I remember seeing, like, you know, in the museum in Nashville, like the Hall of Fame Museum, they'll do like, they always have people's clothes.
Like American Currents and all that,
So this was years ago and they had Florida Georgia Line's clothing and I was like, somebody needs to burn this place down. These do not deserve to be behind glass. Like how much acid wash jeans can
jeans
you have in one
and
place?
A t-shirt, yeah.
But he is a lovely guy.
Very, very, very lovely.
So what's next for Mickey Guyton?
You know, I'm going to continue writing. I'm out here to write.
Are you going to write while you're here?
Yes.
With like British artists?
Yes.
Are you?
I'm really, really excited.
Are you going to write a song about pork scratching?
I should.
Please
and
do.
Farm fresh frozen chickens.
Please
both
do.
Both of those.
That's like, the difference between the UK and the US.
Scratchings and...
We got to get you some other British food.
I would love, like, tell me, like, I want to do high tea, first of all.
Oh, we'll do high tea.
High tea
and you'll be sort of cucumber
happening.
Sandwiches,
like,
which
and I love
are
tea.
A waste of chewing time, by the way.
I did want a cucumber sandwich, but, like, is there any, like, salt, pepper, like, anything?
It's cucumber,
it's just
on bread.
Cucumber on bread.
You know,
that
with some,
it.
Like, butter. They love, you know, I know there's
I
a lot of Brits
butter.
In the room.
I love
they
butter.
They put butter on their sandwiches.
I don't know if I've ever done that before.
No, why? Because why would you? This is the theory behind it. Look at all of them staring at me.
Is that normal? I don't know.
They do it because they think it keeps like the mayonnaise and the fixings from seeping into the bread. And also the taste.
Don't you want it to like kind of like blend in? I don't know.
Can't you just make a sandwich and eat it?
Like, listen. Yeah. Like, I can't talk. Like, the Opry was offering farm fresh frozen chickens.
It's true.
So I can't like... Cucumber sandwiches.
No, have a cucumber sandwich. Lovely.
I'm going to try
You'll
one,
be starving
you know?
Afterwards.
Some crumpets. Are crumpets good? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah,
you
crumpets
put, like,
are good.
Jam.
I like them with peanut butter.
Okay. Really?
Which is probably anti.
I don't know. I have no idea. But
yeah.
I'm going to have one.
I'm so happy that you have now come over to the UK. And I hope this means you're coming back loads.
I would love that. I really, really would.
Are you going to do any more TV? I feel like TV is your life, too,
it's
as well.
Life, it's
like,
very
it's a
much
part of
my
it.
Life. It's definitely something that I'm going for.
Because having
sure.
seen you on TV, you're just such a natural at it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Well,
I'm
I hope
doing
we
all the things.
I hope we see you everywhere.
I would
all the
absolutely
time.
Love that all the time.
We're definitely going to see you.
Invite me back.
Please come back.
I would love to.
I can't wait to hear your pork scratching song with Tyler
yes.
Hubbard.
We
Mickey
should
Guyton.
Write together.
You're a joy and
with
a delight.
Farm fresh chickens.
And farm fresh frozen chicken. Go have a cucumber sandwich.
Yes,
we'll see
I
you
will.
Soon.
I will see you soon.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.